You're listening to Vatican Radio.
A new peace accord between Colombia's government and FARC rebels will be signed tomorrow and sent to Congress for approval. And Schneibel has more.
More than half a century of conflict, which has left hundreds of thousands of people dead, Colombian government peace negotiators and FARC leaders agreed on Tuesday to sign the accord and submit it to Congress for approval. The new deal will be signed by Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos and FARC leader Rodrigo Londano on Thursday. In a televised address on Tuesday, the president said, "We have the unique opportunity to close this painful chapter in our history that has bereaved and afflicted millions of Colombians for half a century." He added that this new accord possibly won't satisfy everybody, but that's what happens in peace accords. There are always critical voices. It is understandable and respectable.
A los empresarios.
The agreement followed a seven-hour meeting Monday night in which government negotiators tried to persuade former President Alvaro Uribe and other skeptics to support the accord. It comes a week after a revised peace accord was published by the government when the original draft was rejected in a referendum last month. Amid objections, it was too favorable to the rebels. The government and FARC leaders have been in talks over the last 4 years in an effort to bring an end to the 52-year civil war that has killed more than 220,000 people and displaced millions of others. I'm Anne Schneibel.